的每一个神的儿女，我们都要做见证，说我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
Yes, every child of God can testify to the fact that what a great change has occurred to us.
自从耶稣来住在我们心里
，Ever since Jesus came into our heart.
当他住在我们的里面，我们整个人好像都不同了。
When he dwells into our heart, we are so different.
像我们一同唱这样的诗歌，我们觉得何等的喜乐。
When we sing a song like this, we rejoice greatly.
我们一同来读一段圣经，在以赛亚书第43章第10节。
Let's read a passage together, Isaiah 43, verse 10.
我们一同来读。
Let's read it together.
耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人，既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。这是耶和华说的，你们是我的见证。
This was declared by the Lord that you are my witnesses.
神要得说我们成为他的见证。
The Lord desires to obtain us to be his witnesses.
上次我们曾经交通到神要我们做耶稣复活的见证。
Last time I shared with you how the Lord desires to be the witnesses of his resurrection.
我们传福音不是传一个道理。
We're not preaching a doctrine to people.
不是传一个思想。
Neither a thinking or thought.
不是传一个哲学。
Not a philosophy.
我们乃是传这位活的耶稣。
But this living Jesus.
他曾经为我们死过。
Who came and died for us once.
为我们被埋葬。
He was buried for us.
但他今天从死里面复活了。
He's also raised from the dead for us.
他今天仍然活着。
And he still lives today.
那今天我们都做耶稣复活的见证。
And therefore you and I all are witnesses of his resurrection.
他在我们里面是活的。
He is alive within us.
他在我们的生活中是活的。
He is alive in our daily living.
他在教会中是活的。
He is alive in his church.
我们一同做这样的见证。
We are all testimony bearers of that.
那今天我们要继续交通。
And today I want to continue to share with you.
那我们要做基督生命的见证。
That we shall be the witnesses of the life of Jesus Christ.
我们来读一下约翰一书。
Let's read on First John.
第一章第二节到第四节。
Verses 2 to 4.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证。将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。我们都知道约翰使徒约翰他有一个非常特别的职事。
We all know John the Apostle has a very unique ministry.
他特别认识这永远的生命。
Because he recognized the most is eternal life of Jesus.
他特别传扬这永远的生命。
Therefore he always proclaimed about it.
无论在约翰福音，在约翰的一书、二书、三书里面，我们一直看见老约翰在这里讲到永远的生命。
In all the books he wrote, John, Gospel according to John, or 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, you see him talking about this eternal life all the time.
这个永远的生命今天已经赐给我们。
And now we all have this eternal life.
我们要认识这个生命到底是怎么样的生命。
So we need to come to know this life more.
我们要让这个生命从我们里面能够活出来。
And also let this life to be lived out through us.
叫我们这些神的儿女成为神的见证。
So that we children of God can be the witnesses of God.
见证就是说到今天当人看见我们的时候他们能够认识这位神。
Witnesses talking about when people see us, they can see God.
今天我们知道我们的神他是住在人所不能靠近的光中。
Because our God now is living in a light that cannot be approached by man.
在过去没有人能够看见神。
And in the past, no one could see what God looks like.
只有在父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
Only the beloved Son of God in his bosom was able to reveal what God looked like.
所以世界上的人他们可以想象这位神是什么样子。
So that people can imagine how God may look like.
那他们里面可能也非常的充满了惧怕。
And when people thought about God in their mind, maybe full of fear.
所以圣经说，从来没有人看见过神，只有父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
The Bible says no one has ever seen God, but the beloved Son of God in His bosom revealed how He looks like.
所以神的儿子好像就是这个见证。
Therefore, the Son of God Himself was a witness to God.
当他在地上行走，他就在彰显这位全能的神。
When He walked on earth, He was able to manifest this powerful God we have.
那今天我们的主他复活了。
And now we know our Lord is risen from the dead.
他升天了。
He has ascended into heaven.
他坐在宝座上。
He is now sitting upon the throne.
圣经告诉我们说，谁叫得着我们，成为他的见证。
And the Bible tells us now I want to obtain you as my witnesses.
那这个挑战现在在我们的身上。
Therefore, the challenge is ours now.
别人能不能够从我们这些人的身上，他能够认识神。
The challenge is can people see God through us?
我们读一下约翰一书第五章十一节。
Read First John chapter five, verse 11.
他说：“这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。”所以我们知道这个永生是在他儿子的里面。
We know this eternal life is in His Son.
耶稣基督，神的儿子。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
他就是这永远生命的奥秘。
He is the mystery regarding this eternal life.
那这个生命原本是神的生命。
And this life is originally the life of God.
那是曾经主耶稣道成肉身，跟我们一样穿上肉身来到地上。
But this Jesus came into this world as a man, like a woman.
他是站在我们人的地位。
He came to stand at the position of a man.
他是穿上人性。
He put up the nature of man.
所以这个受造的魂是非常的特别。
Therefore, he had a very unique soul life.
他是一个非受造的生命。
Because he bears this life that's not a created life.
那他今天为我们成为那个神的圣者。
But now this creator has come to be the holy thing for us.
他站在人的地位，经过一生的道路。
He came as a man and he went through his life as a man.
我们看见圣经说，耶稣哭了。
You saw how Bible described Jesus. Sometimes he said he wept.
我们看见他里面怎么样看见人流离失所，好像没有牧人的羊一样，他里面是那样的忧伤。
How his heart was grieved because he saw.Many people were as lost sheep without a shepherd.
他里面就这样怜悯他们。
Therefore, he felt compassionate for them.
有很多神的生命性情在主耶稣的身上，在肉身的里面，他把它流露出来。
Therefore, the nature of God was able to be revealed through Jesus when he was a man.
好像今天我们不但认识了这位从永远到永远就是的神。
Therefore, we don't just come to know the God who was from the beginning to the beginning to the end.
那今天我们借着耶稣基督
But also through Jesus Christ,
好像这位神和我们关系这么的近
We can have such a close relationship with this Creator God
他能够进入我们心最深处的感觉
He actually understands in our innermost feeling
他同情我们了解我们
He sympathizes with us He understands us
他也曾经为我们付了最大的代价
He even paid the greatest price for our sake
把神的爱在十字架向我们彰显出来。
Upon the cross, Jesus was able to reveal the greatest love of God.
所以我们讲到说，神的儿子耶稣基督在他里面的那个生命。
Therefore, when we talk about the life of Jesus Christ,
他借着死释放了出来。
Through his death, he was able to release this life of God.
借着复活升天。
Through ascension and resurrection,
今天他得着了荣耀。
He is now glorified.
圣灵降临下来。
He sent down his Holy Spirit.
他在圣灵里面回来。
He is returned in the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵住在我们心中。
And now the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我们因着信，我们都得着了永远的生命。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to know by faith we all have obtained this eternal life.
其实这对我们是一个太大的事情。
That is the great thing.
今天我们思想一下。
Think about it.
如果神的拯救在于叫我们的罪得着赦免。
If God's salvation only ends at cleansing our sin or forgiveness of our sin.
这已经是一个非常大的事情。
We regard that as a great matter.
但是我们如果要来认识神。
But in order to know God more.
我们可以说哦他爱我为我舍命。
We may say, oh, God loves me and he gave his life for me.
我们可以说他的宝血永远有功效。
We may say, oh, there is always power in the blood of Jesus.
对，我们可以讲很多的事情。
We may tell people a lot of things.
但是这一切好像都是神他所做成的。
But these will be the things that God did for us.
都是为我们已经做完成的。
He did for our sake and it's done.
的确是非常的重要。
Yes, these are very important things.
但是今天若是我们说我们得着了永远的生命。
But if we can even say that I have received this eternal life.
这比我们光光罪得到赦免，我们得到这些福分，不晓得大得多少。
That is much greater than the blessing of being cleansed, being saved.
这是神的生命。
Because this life we talk about is the life of God.
这是神儿子的生命。
The life of the Son of God.
我们可以从我们里面真实的说，这是真神，也是永远的生命。
Therefore, we can both of us, this is the living God and it's the eternal life.
所以好像神跟我们的关系就不再是外面的。
Therefore, our relationship with God will not just stop at our things.
不在那些他已经做成的，好像过去完成的一些事情。
It's not limited to the task that he has finished performing.
是那些我们真的可以认识神他怎么样的爱我们。
Yes, through those things, we can come to know that God really loves us.
但是我们知道今天神要给我们的是他的儿子，是那永远的生命。
But we need to know what God desires to give to us is not just that, but his own life, his son, his son.
那这个生命今天已经显现出来。
And now this life is manifested.
我们认识这个生命是一个叫显现的生命。
And we know this life is a life that can appear to people.
耶稣在地上他无论做什么。
When Jesus was on earth, whatever he did.
他说话也好，他不说话也好。
Whether he spoke or not.
他做事也好，他不做事也好。
Whether he did a thing or not.
他就是神在肉身显现。
He himself was appearance of God in flesh.
他就在那里彰显神。
He was there manifesting how God was like.
这个生命一定是一个显现的生命。
And he is a life that naturally appears to all.
我们今天得着了永远的生命。
And you and I have received this eternal life.
我们要认识这个生命，它有它的特性。
Therefore, we have to know there are special characteristics to this life.
那这个特性，第一个就是它要显现。
The first of all is that it will appear naturally.
所以有的人当他信了主以后，
Therefore, many people after we believe in the Lord,
有人想说要把他信主的事要把它隐藏起来。
A lot of people try to hide the fact that I have believed in the Lord.
有人说他的同事了好几年，竟然不晓得说这个同事是一个基督徒。
Sometimes even his coworkers for years working with him didn't realize that he was a Christian.
讲到最后。说这两个人彼此都不知道是一个基督徒。
And actually the fact is both of them were Christians, but they were hiding their position. So neither did them understand each one was a Christian.
好像大家都不好意思说。
It was like they were quite embarrassed to admit.
但是我们知道这个生命它有一个性质。
But we gotta know this eternal life has a unique point.
它就是要能够显现出来。
Which is it will appear.
这生命已经显现出来。
Here to us.
我想老约翰在这里说，我们也看见过，现在又做见证。
We have seen it and testify to it.
他要把这个生命来传扬。
And he's here to proclaim to us the eternal life.
所以我们知道这个生命如何在耶稣基督的身上彰显。
And we know how the life was manifested through Jesus.
今天也要在我们身上彰显出来。
In the same way, it should be revealed through us.
今天好像我们里面有一个宝贝。
It's like we have this precious thing inside.
是的，的确，宝贝是在瓦器里面。
Yes, this treasure is in an earthen vessel.
但是我们知道，若是它永远是被隐藏的。
But if we always hide this treasure,
别人看不到它。
People cannot see this treasure.
别人不能够了解它。
Neither can they understand the treasure.
就着神的儿女来讲。
To us, children of God like that,
我们也会觉得非常的难过，因为这跟永远生命的特性是不一样的。
We'll feel very uneasy too, because that's the contradiction to the nature of the treasure that's inside.
什么时候神的工作临到我们？
Whenever the work of the Lord is upon us,
叫我们被它破碎。
And we're broken a little bit.
当这个破碎临到我们身上。
When this brokenness came upon us.
开始别人能够看见我们里面的宝贝。
And that will be the beginning. People can see the treasure that's hidden within us.
我从初中信主，我记得信主了好多年。
I believe in the Lord since I was a teenager.
到后来我回头一看。
And looking back.
在这么长的年日中
，In so many years as a believer，
的确，我也知道有宝贝在瓦器里。
Yes, many times I realize I have this treasure within me。
但是我非常的好像宝贵这个外面的瓦器。
However, I also cherish this earthen vessel very much。
那自尊心是这么的强。
My pride is so great。
好像不能被人家碰的。
Now, I will not allow people even touch my pride。
这个瓦器它是完好，就是那么好像就是没有任何的破洞。
So this earthen vessel of mine was in such a perfect shape without even a crack or opening。
我觉得别人也很难从这个瓦器里面能够看见里面的宝贝。
Therefore, it will be very hard for anybody to see the treasure that's in me。
直到有一天，当我面对面的遇见了神。
I face to face encounter my God。
我永远不能忘记那一天。
Never forget that day.
好像神就在我的面前。
I could still see God vividly right in front of me.
一下子俯伏下来。
Suddenly, I just submit myself to Him.
没有人责备我。
There was no rebuke.
没有人说你要怎么样破碎。
And nobody was there saying, Timothy, you need to break.
但是那一天真的是哭的这个一个下午。
However, I could not help but weeping all afternoon.
因为遇见了神。
It's all because I met with the Lord.
也看见了自己的光景。
And I saw my condition.
弟兄姊妹，当神的恩典怜悯临到我们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when the mercy and grace of God came upon us,
他叫我们看见。
He will let us see.
我们的里面真正有一个宝贝。
That there is truly a treasure hidden inside.
那这个宝贝一直要在那里，要把它彰显出来。
And it's the treasure's desire to appear to all.
这个拦阻就是我们这个生命。
And we are the only hindrance.
就是我们这个天然的人。
Our natural life is the only stoppage.
常常我们不愿意被破碎。
And many times we will not want to be broken.
那一天我扑倒下来。
That day I fell at the feet of the Lord.
起来以后我只知道说好像这个瓦器有了一点点的裂痕。
And after the weeping stopped, all I realized that there is a small crack now on my earthen vessel.
终于经过了十多年，终于好像神能够做了一点点的裂缝。
After tens of years of following him, finally the Lord was able to do a little bit crack on me.
直到今天，我还要承认我们天然生命仍然是这么的强。
Even till today, I have to admit, I have a very strong natural life.
我们只有求主怜悯我们。
Therefore, I pray that he will have mercy on us.
求主做工在我们身上。
To work upon us.
弟兄姊妹，让里面的生命能够显现出来。
So that this eternal life hidden within me can be seen by all.
今天若是我们不被破碎，
And if we do not allow the Lord to break us,
这个生命好像永远隐藏在我们里面。
Then this treasure, this precious life will always be hidden within.
别人看见的不过是这个瓦器。
So when people see us, they see nothing but this earthen vessel of ours.
他们看不见里面的宝贝。
They cannot see the precious thing that's inside.
我想基甸和他的三百人，他们把火把藏在瓶子里面。
Remember the story of Gideon and his 300 soldiers, how they hid the torch within the jar.
他们必须把这个瓶子打碎。
But they have to break the jar.
然后光才能够照射出来。
So the light of the torch can be seen.
别人才能看见这个光。
So that people can see the torch.
今天耶稣基督他就是真光。
And Jesus himself is that true light.
他就是世人的光。
He is the light of this world.
啊，我们求主赦免我们，常常我把这光隐藏遮盖了。
Ask him to forgive us because so for so many times we just hide this torch of Jesus.
永远的生命是显现的生命。
But this eternal life of Jesus is the life that desires to appear.
我们要让这个光能够照射出去。
So we have to allow this light be seen.
当玛利亚拿着一瓶的真拿达的香膏。
When Mary came to Jesus with a jar of precious oil.
是的，里面的香膏是非常的香。
Yes, the perfume inside is very fragrant.
但她必须要把这个香膏打破。
But she has to first break that jar.
香气才能流出来。
So that the fragrance can flow out to others.
主耶稣在我们里面是这样的美丽。
And Jesus is just so beautiful hidden inside.
她是这么的馨香。
He is so fragrant.
弟兄姊妹，今天别人能够闻到耶稣基督的馨香吗？
For people to smell the aroma of Jesus Christ.
是不是我们这个瓦器封得太严密了？
Then make sure we're not sealed tightly.
叫主的馨香没有办法流露出来。
So that people can even smell the aroma of the Lord inside of us.
我们知道这个生命是显现的生命。
We know this is a life that appears to us.
这个生命呢，也是一个能够传递的生命。
It's also a life that can be passed around.
我想我们在传福音的时候，我们都觉得很稀奇。
And we are always amazed in the gospel meeting.
的确，不是我们传的怎么好。
Yes, indeed, we don't preach very well. We're not very eloquent.
但是当朋友们他们愿意接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
But whenever a friend sitting among us is willing to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior,
这个生命好像一下子能够传递给他。
You sense that actually this is a life that can be passed around.
他一下子里面就有了一个很大的改变。
Suddenly, our friend who believes in the Lord will have a great change in him.
今天我们唱这样的诗歌，我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
And like the song we sang earlier, my life has such a great change.
是耶稣来住在我的心。
Ever since Jesus came into my heart.
这是每一个神儿女都有的故事。
And this is a story shared by every child of God.
那当我们得着这永远的生命
之后 life,
好像我们也不晓得是什么事情发生了
we don't even know what happened to us.
就在那一天有人跟我们讲耶稣
It's all because somebody shared about Jesus to us.
要信耶稣
And they advise us to believe in the Lord.
我们说好我要信
And we say okay I want to believe.
一下子这个生命本来在他的里面好像就传到了我的里面
Suddenly the life that was originally in himIt passed through me.
那今天呢我们的生命是同一个生命
Therefore, you and I are sharing the same life.
就是耶稣基督的生命
That's the life of Jesus Christ.
今天不是说这个生命我传给你你得着了好像我们就分了一半
It's not that I preach to you about the eternal life and you obtain it, now I only have half of it.
不是的
It's not like that.
同一个生命
But we are sharing the same one life.
感谢赞美主
I thank and praise the Lord.
我们可以传扬这个这位主
continue to preach about this Lord.
让这个生命能够被传出去
so this life can be passed on.
让许多人可以得着
so that many people may have it as well.
我记得有一次跟有一位先生在一起吃饭
I was eating with this gentleman.
那在吃饭的时候呢就简单的跟他讲一点耶稣
and during our meal I was able to share with him a little bit about Jesus Christ
因为那天也不是一个传福音的聚会
and that day wasn't a gospel meeting
好像我也没有预备好要怎么来传福音
and I wasn't that prepared to preach about gospel
就我们在聊天的时候就跟他讲到耶稣
just in our conversation I was able to mention Jesus to him
后来我知道他竟然信主了
And later I knew that he came to know the Lord
哎，我也觉得很稀奇
I was amazed
再后来再听一听他信主之后还有很大的改变
And then later I heard more about his story how he had experienced a great change after believing the Lord
他告诉我说他原本常常酗酒
And he told me that he used to be an alcoholic
他说他回到家有的时候醉倒在地上
He said sometimes he would be so drunk he would just fall to the floor in the house
他太太都早就烦厌了
And even his wife has been so upset at him
他说他太太连帮他盖个衣服他都懒得做了
So that she won't even bother to put a cover on him
他也很痛苦
And he suffered because of that bad
但他没有办法胜过他自己的情况
However he could not overcome that addiction
他说那天就是听到了耶稣
He said justby hearing about Jesus that day
他说他就是愿意相信就这么很简单
very simply I was just willing to believe what I heard
但是后来
and then what happened is
他说他再拿起酒要喝
whenever he tried to pick up the bottle
他说这个味道怎么变了
he said the taste has changed
以前觉得那么好喝
I used to enjoy drinking them
非喝不可
and I had to have it
每喝必醉
and every time I drink I would drink to drunk
他说现在怎么喝起来味道变了
but now justOne taste, I feel the taste is different.
喝不下去了。
I couldn't, cannot continue to drink.
我想我们都没有办法解释。
And I think no one could explain what happened to him.
我们只能知道他的生命改变了。
All we know that his life was changed.
有一个新的生命住到他里面。
For there is a new life that entered into his heart.
那跟旧的生命是完全不一样的。
Which is so different from his old life.
这是一个得胜的生命。
And that's a victorious life.
能够叫我们胜过所有的捆绑。
That enables to overcome all the bondages.
那这个生命是能够传递的。
Therefore, this life of Jesus can be passed on.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见别人生命改变的时候，这是我们里面最大的喜乐。
Actually, that is the greatest joy to us when we see someone's life is changed.
也常常叫我们，不论我们看见多少人得救，我们还是非常的稀奇。
We may see a lot of people being saved, but we're always amazed when we see that happen.
哇，这个人完全改变了。
Wow, look at him; he's completely changed.
神能够做这么大的事情
God can do something so great
其实每一个生命改变
Actually, every life that that changes.
其实比起许多这些神迹奇事来的还要更大。
It is a greater miracle than healing miracle.
因为这就是神的生命。
Because it is the life of God that can.
他竟然能够住在我们里面。
That can and enter into our hearts.
啊，这是太奇妙了。
That is so marvelous.
所以今天我们知道。这个生命是可以传递的。
We have a life that can be passed on.
我们不是传一个道理。
We're not just telling people a doctrine.
我们是传一位活的主。
But a living Lord.
当我们传的时候，我里面真的相信。
And when we tell people about it, we really believe what we're saying.
我们相信会有事情发生。
And we also believe something will happen.
这个生命是能够传递出去的。
Because this is a life that can be passed on.
只要他接受。
As long as that.Recipient can receive it,
他就会得着
that he or she will receive it.
他的生命就会有一个很大的改变
and they will be changed.
那这个生命呢也是一个交通的生命
and this is also a life with which we can fellowship.
老约翰说我们将所看见所听见的传给你们
when John says is it something we have seen and heard
把使你们与我们相交
So that you also may have fellowship with us.
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son.
那这个生命是能够交通的生命。
Therefore, this is a life with which we can fellowship.
所以我们常常一讲到交通，在教会里面，这是一个很特别的一个字。
Therefore, this is a unique term in church, fellowship.
那交通是讲到我们经过交流而成为一个。
Fellowship speak up through communication, we become one.
所以常常我们说交通交通。
So when we say fellowship,
那有一个人他到教会里面，他说你们常常讲交通，是不是你们需要什么 ride 啊，还是什么车子不够啊？常常在讲交通。
When friends come into church, you heard about this term, they get very confused.
那交通是神儿女里面一个很大的权利。
Yeah, fellowship is a privilege among children of God.
因为我们同有这个生命。
Because we all share the same kind of life.
所以今天我们在主里面，我们能够有交通。
Therefore, in the Lord with which we can have fellowship.
当我们在交通的时候，我们不是讲讲我们魂里面、头脑里面的一些知识。
When we fellowship with one another, we're not just talking about things that's in our mind.
我们不是来分享一些今天世界上发生的新闻大事。
We're not here to chat about what's going on in this world.
我们在主里交通是从我们里面永远的生命，我们和弟兄姊妹永远的生命，我们互相有响应。
When we say fellowship, we're talking about with my eternal life within, I have fellowship with your eternal life within you.
当你讲到你生命里面的这位主。
When you talk about the Lord in your life,
我想我们弟兄姊妹里面，我们都会有响应。
And I think everybody that's a Christian will echo to what you share.
当你讲到说主在你身上的工作，
When you talk about the work of the Lord upon you,
是的，这一位永远的神，他今天住在我们里面。
Yes, this eternal God now lives inside of me.
那这位道成肉身的主，他今天在我们里面，要经过我们这个人来彰显出来。
This Lord who was word became flesh now lives in me, and he desires through me he can be seen.
很奇妙的就是说，我们里面都是同一位主。
It is so amazing that you and I share the same Lord.
都是同样的一个永远的生命。
We had the same.Eternal life.
但是我们为什么很喜欢听弟兄姊妹不同的见证？
Then why do we always like to listen to different fellowship from different brothers?
我们常常听见不同的分享，不同的交通。
We always enjoy the fellowship from others.
因为在每一个人身上，神的工作是不一样的。
Because we notice God's work is so unique on each one of us.
每一个神的儿女把主交通出来。
So when every child of God comes together and share the unique relationship with the Lord,
你发现说在这个弟兄姊妹身上，他经历到永远生命是在这个方面。
And then you notice, oh, on him, he experienced this side of this eternal life of God.
那另外一位呢，他又从另外一个角度，他来经历。
And through the fellowship with another person, you say, oh, she experienced Lord from another aspect.
今天神要我们借着众圣徒，我们才能够一同来明白，来认识。
Through the fellowship of all saints, we can come to know God better.
主是太丰富了
Because he is so abundant.
我们感谢主叫我们今天能够交通
We thank the Lord that he has allowed us to fellowship with one another.
很多时候我在读一些属灵的书籍
Many times when I read some spiritual books.
当这些属灵的伟人，虽然他们今天已经不在了，
Even though these spiritual giants are gone now,
但是他们的属灵生命，
But the life, the spiritual life they had,
他们的学习，
What they have learned through the Lord,
属在他们身上的工作，
And the work the Lord has done upon them,
好像我在读的时候仍然跟他们在一个交通的里面。
When I read these experiences, I was having fellowship with these people.
我仍然在生命当中，我们能够从他们有所得着。
I could feel spiritual benefits by just reading his books.
我们永远要看重这个生命是能够交通的生命。
Therefore, we have to emphasize the importance of fellowship.
我们知道这是在神儿女当中一个非常特别的。
For this is a special point and special privilege among children of God.
只有我们当一交通的时候，里面真的是会响应。
And only we will respond to each other when we fellowship.
所以我想我们无论到哪里去，
Doesn't matter where we travel to,
我们一碰到说，哦，是神的儿女，
As long as we encounter a true child of God,
我们就有一个很自然的一个反应，我们会讲到主。
You cannot help but talk about your Lord.
当我们一讲到主的时候，我们里面就互相的有交通。
And when you talk about the Lord, that is the time we have true fellowship.
那这个是神所给我们永远的生命。
And that is the kind of eternal life we have received from God.
那我想交通也有很多的方面。
And there are many different aspects to fellowship.
我们在聚会的时候，读经，交通聚会，把你所领受的主在你身上的见证你分享出来，这是一个交通。
For example, in a Bible study meeting, when we share what we have received from the Lord, that's a fellowship.
当我们围绕在主桌子的面前一起来纪念他，我们在这里祷告赞美。
When we come to the breaking of bread meeting, we came to the table of the Lord, we praise him and thank him together.
这不单是我们个人单独的来面对主，
It's not just that we come individually to face the Lord.
我们看见这里是一个合一的见证。
But here you have a testimony of oneness.
我们的感谢，我们对主的爱，我们是在这里一起有交通。
Because together we are sharing, we are fellowshipping the love and thanksgiving.
常常让我们受感动的是那些刚得救的，他们在主面前的感谢赞美。
And what touches the most very oftenly is the new believer, their thanksgiving to the Lord.
常常一些小孩子们，他们在那里感谢赞美主。
For children thanksgiving to the Lord.
叫我们里面都非常的受感动。
And those, when we hear those, we just get very moved.
因为这是一个在主里面生命的交流。
Because that is a fellowship of the life in the Lord.
所以我们盼望我们一同来的时候，我们把我们的心打开。
Therefore, when we come to a meeting like that, open up our hearts.
你不要觉得说我一定要祷告的多么的好，我才能够开口。
Don't worry about if you're eloquent or not in your prayer.
祷告是我们的权利。
Because praying is our privilege.
所以每一个神的儿女，当我们聚集的时候，你有权利可以祷告，可以赞美。
Therefore, children of God, whenever we gather together, it is our right to praise him and thank him.
另外一点，你要知道说，你不敢自己祷告在神面前。
And also, you gotta know when you pray, you are not just praying individually on your own to God.
你也是和弟兄姊妹们我们一起交通。
But together, you are having fellowship with other brothers and sisters by doing that.
因为这一个生命是一个交通的生命。
Because we have a life with which we can fellowship.
我们盼望我们彼此勉励。
We pray that we will encourage one another.
我们能够开口赞美，这是我们的权利。
It is our privilege to open up our mouth and praise God.
不论你讲一句，讲两句。
Maybe just one sentence or two sentences.
当你能够说主，我感谢你。
Just say, Lord, I thank you.
谢谢主，你为我流血舍命。
Thank you for giving your life for me and shedding your blood.
哪怕就是这么一句话。
Maybe a simple statement like that.
主的心何等的欢喜。
I believe the Lord's heart is rejoiced.
那众圣徒我们都在交通的里面。
And we are together in that fellowship.
我们都要一同说 Amen.
Therefore, when you say that, we'll say Amen.
这个生命是交通的生命。
We have a life with which we can fellowship.
我们常常想到我们的肢体。
Oh, always think about your other members of this body of Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，一个肢体受苦，全身都受苦。
Bible tells us when a member is suffering, the entire body suffers.
因为我们在一个生命中，我们在交通的里面。
Because we are sharing the same life.
最近接到一个姊妹的 email.
Recently, I received an email from a Christian sister.
她遇到一个难处。
She has encountered a great difficulty.
当她写到说她的心破碎了。
When she wrote about my heart is broken.
她讲到说她的心好像在滴血一样。
And it's bleeding.
当我在读的时候。
When I read her email.
我也觉得我里面为什么好像跟她一样的那么的伤痛。
I always sense the same level of pain.
这个伤痛你说不出来的。
And this is something you can't describe.
就是知道说一个肢体。他在这样的痛苦中
Because you just know a member of your body is suffering.
好像全身都一起的受苦
Then whole body suffers.
所以我们在这样中我们才能够带到
And that is how we can intercede for others.
求主的安慰临到我们姊妹的身上
And we can pray the Lord comfort her.
我们祷告求主把她高举在磐石上
We pray the Lord you just lift her up above all things upon your rock.
让她能够高过四面的仇敌
Above the power of her enemies.
我们知道这是一个交通的生命
And because we have a life that we can fellowship
那这个生命实在是太宝贵
And that's something very precious
他最后讲到说我们将这些话写给你们使你们的喜乐充足
And the last verse said here We write this to make our joy complete
那这个生命是一个喜乐的生命
And therefore this is a life that can have joy
是一个能够喜乐充足的生命
And a complete joy
也就是说今天这个生命在我们里面常常高过我们思维的环境
Which means this joy can be so full that will surpass all our difficulties
当你看见思维没有一个道理或者没有一个情况叫你喜乐的时候但是你在里面却仍然有一个喜乐
Many times you find no reason to rejoice But you can always go deep within and find the joy there.
主耶稣在地上曾经在最艰难的环境中，圣经记载说他忽然欢乐起来。
Remember in the Bible, it recorded when Jesus was in his most difficult, one of his most difficult moments, he suddenly rejoiced.
四围的人弃绝他。
That's the time people forsake him.
不接受他。
They rejected him.
我想主里面他也会有感觉。
And I believe Jesus felt bad.
但是那一天。他忽然欢乐起来。
But that day he suddenly rejoiced.
他说：“父啊，你的美意本是如此。”
And he said, "Oh Father, this is your good and perfect will."
当他看见、认识到这所有的遭遇是父的美意。
When he realized all my encountering is the perfect will of my Father.
他忽然欢乐起来。
He was able to rejoice suddenly.
弟兄姊妹，但我们里面的生命是一个喜乐的生命。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we all have a life that can rejoice.
因为这个生命是叫做永远的生命。
Because this life we have is what we call the eternal life.
当我们认识了神的心意。
So when we know the will of Father.
我们就知道说所有的遭遇是神在这里他要来祝福我们。
Then we know every encountering is a blessed opportunity from God.
当我们真的是看见了那个永远的。
So when we see what's eternal,
我们知道说今天我们所遭遇的不过是自战自清的。
And we realize whatever we are experiencing now is extremely light and temporary.
都是暂时的。
They are just for the short term.
都是很轻的。
And they are very light.
因为他要为我们预备的是极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because what God desires to achieve is eternal weight of glory.
原本我们这些人跟永远好像没有关系的。
Originally, we have nothing to do with eternity.
我们看见地上一个一个伟人，不然他多么的有能力，都会过去。
Look at the great characters in the history of man. No matter how great they were, they all passed away.
不管他曾经有多少的丰功伟业。
No matter what a great achievement they may have.
但是好像都是要过去的。
But they'll all be gone.
但是今天在我们里面的生命叫做永远的生命。
But now what you and I have is what we call the forever life.
那这个是永远的叫我们能够跟这位永远的神我们能够发生的关系
It is an everlasting life so that we can be connected to this everlasting God
好像我们一下子能够从所有短暂的我们能够进到永远的里面
It will enable us to pass through from what's temporary to something that's eternal
当你真正看见永远，我们里面充满了喜乐。
You can truly rejoice when you see the things of eternal value.
好像我们看这些事情，从另外一个角度有一个不同的看法。
That you have a different perspective of things in life.
前一分钟可能我们里面还充满了埋怨。
Maybe the minute before we were filled with complaints.
好像还有很多的不明白。
It's like we don't understand how can this happen.
充满了问题，主啊，为什么？为什么是我？
We're filled with questions. Why? Why me?God,
为什么我好像这么倒霉
？Why am I so misfortunate？
但是当下一分钟
，But next moment，
我们若回到里面
，If we turn inside，
哦，我们听见了神儿子的声音
，And hear the voice of the Son of God，
我们摸着我们里面这永远的生命
，We touch upon the life that's eternal。
你发现说，我们真的可以像主一样说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
Then you suddenly realize we can be like just like Jesus and say, Oh。Father God, this is your good and perfect will.
我们又忽然欢乐起来。
We can rejoice suddenly.
环境好像没有改变。
Our difficulties may remain.
难处好像依然存
在。Our circumstances remain the same.
可是我们里面就喜乐起来。
But we're able to be glad.
Hallelujah, 这是我们里面神所给我们永远的生命。
Hallelujah, this is the kind of eternal life that God has given to us.
这个显现的生命。
This is the life that will appear.
这是能够传递的生命。
A life that we can pass on.
这是今天我们能够交通的生命。
A life with which we can have fellowship.
这是也是一个喜乐的生命。
Also a life that can rejoice.
所以我们从这段圣经里面我们来认识永远生命，它有这些特性。
Therefore, from this passage, we can realize the characteristics of this eternal life we have.
它让我们能够知道，今天神要我们做这样的一个见证。
And God desires for us to be the witnesses of this life.
叫做生命的见证。
To be the witnesses of life.
也就是说，今天我们都有一个责任。
Therefore, you and I are responsible.
我们要让这个生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
To let this life of God be seen through us.
我们都有一个责任。
We all have this responsibility.
让这个生命能够把它传递出去。
To pass it on.
我们都有一个责任。
We all have the responsibility.
在教会中，我们让这个生命，我们彼此交通于这个生命。
To allow this life be fellowship in His house.
我们有一个责任。
We also have the responsibility.
我们认识永远。
Is to know what's eternal.
认识神的心意。
To know the heart of God.
我们把这个生命，喜乐的生命，从我们身上能够显出来。
So that the joy of this life can be manifested through us.
当别人看见神的儿女。
So when people see the children of God.
也就是看见我们这般人。
That means when people see us.
的确，我们身上也许还有很多的软弱。
Yes, we may still have other weaknesses.
也许我们的外表没什么改变。
Yes, our external appearance remain the same.
但是当别人看见我们的时候，他们会有一个羡慕。
But when people see us, they will envy us.
这般人是不太一样的。
They will sense that we are different.
圣经告诉我们说，以色列人好像是那个独居的民。
Bible tells us Israelites was a unique.
奇特的子民
They're unique people.
他们不列在这个世界的里面
They're not listed among all other nations.
今天我们神的儿女是从世界中被分别出来
We children of God are people that are set aside from the world.
一个很大的分别
Therefore there's a big difference.
就是我们里面有永远的生命
It's all because we have the eternal life.
所以今天别人看见我们他能够羡慕
So when people see us, they envy us.
当他羡慕的时候，他也会愿意来得着。
When they envy at us, they will come. They have the desire to come to know what we have.
这是神对我们的一个要求。
And this is a request from God.
他把所有事情做好了。
God has done all for us.
所有的救恩，所有的赎价都已经付清了。
He has paid the ransom and he has completed the salvation.
但是今天我们也得着了永远的生命。
And we have now received the eternal life from him.
神叫我们做他的见证。
And God wants us to be the witnesses of this life.
借着我们这些人把它能够彰显出来
Through us, we can manifest this great life.
有时候我们从一个角度讲我们觉得说这个责任重大对不对
And on one hand we say wow, this is such a great responsibility.
这个火在我们里面怎么把它烧出来
I have this fire of Jesus burning within me, but how do I let a fire out?
这个神就是光光在我里面但是这个光好像 照在我的房间都照不满。
And I was the light of Jesus within me, but the light is so dim, can't even shine fully in my own little bedroom.
主就是这个馨香，但是常常我的太太都闻不到这个香味。
And my Jesus is the fragrance in me, but not even my spouse can smell the aroma.
这个香味好像我最近的人他都闻不到啊。
The people that's closest to me can't even smell the aroma.
那你想说还要香到远一点，还好像更难了。
What do you mean to pass to let the fragrance flow and reach others?
好像今天我们都知道主是多么的好。
It's like we all know what a great Jesus we have.
但是我们真的要认识这位主，他就在我们里面。
But we gotta know this great Jesus is really inside of us.
求主常常开我们的眼睛。
We pray the Lord you open our eyes.
叫我们知道说今天这个拦阻在我们身上。
So that we can understand we are the only hindrance.
神他要得着一个见证。
And God desires to have his witnesses.
叫我们把神的儿子见证出来。
So that we can all testify.Jesus Christ.
So we need
to pray earnestly to the Lord.
主啊，释放我们。
Lord, release us.
破碎我们。
Break us.
叫这个生命能够流露出来。
So that this life of yours can flow out through me.
也许从我们最近的人开始。
Maybe the people that's closest to me can see it.
主啊，让他能够闻到你的馨香。
Lord, I pray this one who's closest to me can smell your aroma.
叫他能够看见。我里面的那个宝贝啊
That he or she can see the treasure I have.
不叫我这个人成为拦阻啊
Don't make me the hindrance.
弟兄姊妹，神叫我们做他的见证。
Brothers and sisters, God wants us to be his witnesses.
叫他所有的生命美德。
So all his life and the virtues of it.
他是那么的温柔，他是那么的贞坚。
Such his gentleness, his faithfulness.
我们求主让别人在我们身上能够看见这位主。
Can be seen by others through us.
他是柔软的，但他却不是柔弱的。
He's gentle, but he's not weak.
他是这么的圣洁，但他愿意做罪人和罪人的朋友。
He's holy, but he's willing to be the friends of sinners.
他是完全公义的，但他也是充满了慈爱。
He's all righteous, but he's also filled with mercy and loving kindness.
这位主太奇妙了。
This is such a marvelous Jesus.
我们常常回到我们里面，我们常常回到我们神的面前。
Always come back to God. Return to your inner part.
啊，叫我们向主有一个深的祷告。
Have a prayer of depth.
让你能够流露出来。
The Lord, may you be flow out.
让你能够在我身上成为一个见证，让别人能够看见。
May you become a testimony that people can see.
主更多制作我们。
Lord, work upon me.
更多破碎我们。
And break me even more.
在这边，以赛亚书说，耶和华说，你们是我的见证。
Isaiah 43:10 says, You are my witnesses, declares the Lord.
我们不单要做耶稣复活的见证。
We're not only just the witnesses of his resurrection.
我们要做基督生命的见证。
But also the witnesses of the life of Jesus Christ.
好像不单彼得的执事，他第一个站起来讲到说，这位耶稣已经复活了。
Not just like Peter, who stood up as the first man, proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
老约翰这里所传讲永远的生命。
Our dear old John here also preached about this eternal life.
是我们神的儿女在一生中我们需要追求的。
And this is something we children of God have to pursue all the days of our lives.
那这个生命。他说这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
1 John 5 says, This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
今天我们要让这个永远的生命能够显现出来。
We have to allow this life be seen.
我们再来唱205首。
Let's sing again 205.
是耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
好吧，我们一起来做这样的见证。
Let us rejoice together and be his witnesses.
好吧，我们站起来唱。
Let's rise up.
205首。
我生命有何神奇妙地大改变？这耶稣来住在我心，我如沐的光辉，今朝要我关键。这耶稣来住在我心，这耶稣来住在我心。 在我心，洗了伤痛快乐快乐心思滚滚，真耶稣来就在我心。